Today, as we celebrate this beautiful solemnity, Mary, Mother of God, just kind of in my own kind of reflection on kind of our parents, mother or father, how we relate to them, how do we encounter them. I was kind of just remembering when I was growing up as a young kid, and I don't necessarily remember my parents saying this to me, but I remember them telling me later. And again, watching my niece and nephew grow up, I can kind of understand maybe where I got this. It's interesting how kids, watching my niece and nephew, how they mimic very much their parents. And apparently, when I was younger, I called my mom and dad Robert and Linda because that's what everybody else called them, right? So I kind of heard and noticed, I guess. And so apparently, at one point in time, my parents came to me and said, well, you don't have to call us Robert and Linda. You have to call us Mom and Dad. And again, that might sound to be very, very simple and very straightforward, but again, nobody else had called my Mom and Dad before. I, in some sense, had not, per se, heard those terms as a little kid, apparently, because I called them what everybody else called them. But that, in some sense, in that endearment, that realization that, as I grew, that these two particular people were different. Maybe as I became to notice from my grandparents, aunt and uncles, neighbors, other people, there was a particular relationship that I received my life, my physical body from them, right? And they were mom and dad, and as they cooked for me, as they took care of me, protected me, provided for me, all those particular things, again, there was that relationship, that bond that formed there. We hear, again, Mary as mother. We hear in that second reading St. Paul speaking as we become adopted sons of God our Father. So again, we hear these terms again, mother and father, mom and dad, also in our faith life. So how do we know to call Mary mother? How do we know to call God our Father, Abba, Dad? Where do we receive this, right? It begins at the sacrament of baptism, right? So I think it's pretty neat, and I always like to kind of point it out, that at the sacrament of baptism, as the parents bring their children actually now become, in their faith life, their brother and sister. The parents are bringing their children to be baptized in the life of Jesus Christ and to become adopted sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. And therefore, they still continue to be mom and dad to their children, but there's also, they become brothers and sisters, part of our spiritual family, our faithful family. And it is then the opportunity for the parents to help the children to know who God their Father is, who Mary, their mother is. Mary, mother of Jesus, Mary, mother of our church, who brings forth God our Savior. So very beautiful on this feast today, and I think very beautiful as we begin this new year. We celebrate this feast, Mary Mother of God, on January the 1st every year. And of course, maybe some of you have desired to kind of set up new focuses for the new year, maybe new resolutions, particular things that you want to kind of work on or whatnot. I think it's very beautiful that the church starts the new year with this feast, Mary Mother of God. It's almost as if, and as well as on Friday, we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Family. At this new year, the Lord desiring for us to focus on relationships. The Lord bringing back to our forefront or to our mind as we begin this new year, of how is your relationship with your physical mom and dad? How is your relationship with your spouse, with your children? How is your relationship with your siblings, with your neighbors, with strangers? How is your relationship with God, your Heavenly Father, your adopted Father? How is your relationship with Mary and with the saints? So as we begin this new year, the church puts back again in our own minds and our own hearts, how are those relationships being formed? What can continue to grow? Does reconciliation need to happen? Does a deeper trust and faith need to happen? Does a deeper formation and understanding who God the Father is and why Mary is my mother? What is the Lord placing on your heart as we begin this new year in focusing in on relationships in your own life? God has blessed us very beautifully with his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. How are we in relationship with him? And how does he bring us back into relationship with God, our Heavenly Father? So my hope and my prayer is that this will be a focus for you in this new year. Where is your relationship with God, your Father? Where is your relationship with Mary, your mother? And ask for their continual intercession and love, and what we receive from these relationships. St. Paul says, he doesn't leave it out. And again, I wouldn't necessarily think of it. I mean, when I got to know my parents, I mean, I guess the older that I got, my sisters and I began to look to see maybe what our inheritance would be, maybe what the things that my parents have, and, you know, in some sense, how maybe one day those things will be divvied up or split up, or what we will receive. But St. Paul very specifically says, as adopted sons, you also receive inheritance. And this inheritance is something that you cannot receive anywhere else. The inheritance of eternal life with God in heaven. And so again, not that we recognize that this relationship with God leads us to that inheritance, which is communion and complete relationship with him in heaven. And so may we rejoice this January 1st. May we seek to continue to deepen these relationships with God, our Heavenly Father, and Mary, our mother.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.